Off the Ball Rugby.
What Joey Barrett has brought to the club, the performances he's had, the punch that he gives is another dimension on what Robbie's game is. That's the reality.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we hear from Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim on whether he could continue in his position after another loss, this time against West Ham. Liverpool boss Arne Slot answers back to the Boo Boys, and who are Manchester City eyeing up to replace Kevin De Bruyne? But first, two events at Old Trafford yesterday. Goals from Thomas Soucek and Jarrod Bowen gave West Ham a 2-0 win to move them up to 15th in the Premier League, with United falling to 16th. United have lost 17 league games this season, 13 of them under Ruben Amorim. They've conceded the opener in 22 of their 36 games, including 11 of the last 16. Amorim says that his side are losing their big club mentality.
I think it's quite similar. Some games that we had here against Wolves was a little bit the same. We create more chances than the opponent, but the lack of urgency to protect our goal in the small, in the few times that West Ham was near our box, we had a lack of urgency. We were near the box and we had lack of urgency, and we need to be more aggressive. If you cannot score in the first ball, the second ball, if we cross the ball, if we are aggressive, we can score. We had lack of pace. We have to do so much better, and for me the biggest concern is that feeling that is okay, and we cannot change our position so much, so it's okay. And that is the biggest problem in our club in this moment, because we are losing the feeling of we are a massive club and it is the end of the world to lose a game at home. So I think that is the biggest concern in our club. I was supposed to feel a manager of Manchester United in that position, embarrassed, and it's hard to accept. And I think everybody has to think seriously about a lot of things here. So everybody is thinking about the final. The final is not the issue in this moment in our club. We have bigger things to think, and we have to change a lot of things in the end of the season. I think of course it's a different competition, but in Europa League we don't play quite well, but we had a little bit that urgency. We cannot lose the games, we have to win it. We managed to find a way to win the games, to take if Athletic Bilbao has a sent off, we take advantage of that. We are so focused, and you see these games in Premier League, you know, sometimes we are not focused and we don't have that feeling that we need to win to go to the next stage like we have in Europa League. So it's something that is mentally in our team.
But it's like players are picking and choosing which games to play.
It's hard to explain that. And we need that feeling. I have that feeling that there is that lack of urgency in everything we do. So it's a big concern.
Manchester United's opponents in the Europa League final, Tottenham, were also beaten 2-0 at home. They lost 2-0 to Crystal Palace thanks to two goals from Eberechi Eze. Tottenham made 8 changes from their win over Bodø/Glimt in Norway, but manager Ange Postecoglou says that wasn't the reason why they put in the performance they did.
I can't sort of totally discount the performance today on the fact that I've made, you know, a number of changes, and you know, we should have still been able to perform better than what we did.
Sweden international Dejan Kulusevski is expected to be okay for the Europa League final next week, despite coming off in the first half with a knee injury. Liverpool were held to a 2-2 draw by Arsenal at Anfield. This season's champions were 2-0 up at halftime thanks to goals from Cody Gakpo and Luis Diaz, before Gabriel Martinelli and Mikel Merino ensured a share of the points for Mikel Arteta's side. Merino was sent off late on in the game. Real Madrid-bound Trent Alexander-Arnold replaced Conor Bradley midway through the second half, and the England international was subjected to some boos from sections of the home support. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says that despite the boos, he's still a world-class talent.
I said to everyone that asked me that question, that it's a privilege to live in Europe where everybody can have his own opinion and everybody can express his own opinion. And that is something that we saw today as well. So a few of them were not happy with him. I think all of them were not happy with him leaving the club, but a few of them showed it in a way that they booed him, and a few of them clapped. And the only thing I can say about it is that I owe it to the players and to the club and to the staff, for everyone that works so hard for us to win a game of football, to try to do that. And if I'm, if we are after 70 minutes 2-2, Connor can't continue, and I have a world-class fullback on the bench, I bring him in, and I think it's a big compliment for him, because you can understand how mixed the emotions were in his head probably as well, that you bring in a performance like that. Tells you why I think, why everybody thinks he's a world-class fullback, because with him we were quite close to winning this game. And that's what I owe to the players in the dressing room that work so hard every single day to make decisions to try to win the game.
Nottingham Forest suffered a major blow to their hopes of playing Champions League football. They drew 2-2 at home to the already relegated Leicester City. With that result, Forest have guaranteed themselves a top 7 finish, which guarantees European football for the first time in 30 years next season. However, events at the full-time whistle were overshadowed as the Nottingham Forest owner, Evangelos Marinakis, confronted Nuno Espirito Santo on the pitch over the decision not to take off striker Tayo Awoniyi, who collided with the post in attempting to score. Nuno says football is an emotional game.
I know it's this is a very difficult one for you to answer, but are you okay with the owner showing his emotion in that way in front of all of us in the tunnel here and on the pitch? Are you okay with that? It makes your job more difficult.
Football is emotions. Football is emotions. It's difficult to control, especially in the day that we had so much, again, expectations, and the fans were incredible. We wanted to proceed this situation. This fight is not longer in our hands now. We appreciate the effort of the players, the enthusiasm of the fans, and let's go again. I think it's not in our hands, but it's not finished.
Newcastle beat Chelsea 2-0 at St James's Park to put them on the verge of Champions League qualification. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says his players have become used to big games.
Having two cup finals, the Champions League experience has definitely helped us in that respect. I think now there's a much better reaction to the bigger occasions, and no bigger than today, really. I mean, the pressure on us today was huge.
Manchester City have made AC Milan midfielder Tijani Reinders a serious summer target as they plan the rebuilding of Pep Guardiola's squad, according to Mike McGrath in The Telegraph. Reinders is the traditional number 8, who's also been deployed as a defensive midfielder. He's seen at the Etihad Stadium as a player who would bolster the central areas for City. Milan are braced for an offer for Reinders when the transfer window opens, and valued the Dutch international much higher than the €65 million paid by Newcastle for Sandro Tonali. There's an expectation Reinders would break the club record departure of Kaká to Real Madrid for €67 million. City have been assessing options in the summer market as they look to bounce back from a disappointing season so far, during which they suffered a disastrous run of defeats and are yet to secure Champions League qualification. They also continued to be linked with Nottingham Forest playmaker Morgan Gibbs-White. Barcelona were involved in another cracker yesterday. They were 2-0 down to Real Madrid before they came back to win 4-3, moving them 7 points clear at the top of La Liga with just 3 games to go. Kylian Mbappe scored a hat-trick for Real. Eric Garcia, Lamine Yamal and 2 from Rafinha gave Hansi Flick's side all 3 points. And the German said that his side showed a brilliant mentality.
Yes, of course, it's unbelievable. Also, again, unbelievable match. So two goals behind. And after the match in Milan on Tuesday, to come back, it's fantastic. The mentality, the attitude is really outstanding.
It's incredible what you achieved this season, Hansi, that all the people, all the fans thought with the 2-0 down that was possible to make the comeback. So I don't know if one of the biggest things that you achieved this season, that all the fans and also the team believe in this.
Yes, of course, we have the quality. And of course, we also know that when you make mistakes and about the transition, Real is unbelievable. They have really good strikers in front, and it's not easy to play against them. And I know also that we have to improve about that.
The most important thing, Hansi, is to play as always, the game plan as always. So 2-0 down, it doesn't matter. Go to press, go to score. Your style of playing, this is the most important idea that the team has.
No, for me, it's also good to see that we are able to manage about this. We have every 3-4 days one match, and till January when we start this new year, and it's great to see this.
It was. Ask you 3 questions. Let me ask you the last one. 4 Clásicos against Real Madrid with you on the bench. Four wins. Only one coach did it here in Barcelona, was Pep Guardiola. I don't want to compare, but what does it mean for you to win the four Clásicos?
No, for me, it's, I know that it's very important also for the fans, for the club. And of course, in one season, four times, it's fantastic. It's great. And for me, it's more that now we are 7 points in front. And we need one more victory, and this is what we want to do.
Four games, four defeats, and an aggregate 16-7 scoreline. That's the harsh reality of the gap between Real Madrid and Barcelona this season. Real will end up without winning any of the traditional major titles, the Champions League, the League, or the Copa del Rey, and a summer of major change awaits. This week is expected to begin with the announcement that Carlo Ancelotti, the most successful manager in the club's history, will leave after four seasons in his second spell with Real, and he's set to join the Brazil national team. Talks are already underway with the representatives of Xabi Alonso, who announced on Friday he'll leave Bayer Leverkusen despite having a deal until 2026. Real's City rivals Atletico guaranteed Champions League football for next season. Atleti were 4-0 winners over Real Sociedad thanks to four goals from striker Alexander Sorloth. In Italy, the title race looks like it's going to go right down to the wire. Inter were 2-0 winners away to Torino thanks to goals from Nikola Zalewski and Christian Aslani. That result puts Simone Inzaghi's side just a point behind Napoli. Antonio Conte's side were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Genoa. Scott McTominay set up goals for Romelu Lukaku and Giacomo Raspadori, but they couldn't hold on to all 3 points, and Johan Vasquez equalised for Genoa late on. There are just two games remaining. Inter are at home to Lazio next week. Napoli are on the road and face Parma. Ruben Amorim's old side Sporting looks set to be league champions in Portugal for the second year in a row. They drew 1-1 away to City rivals Benfica at the weekend. That stalemate means Sporting, who hold a better head-to-head goal advantage thanks to a 1-0 win earlier in the season, only need to match Benfica's result next weekend. Benfica will have to better Sporting's result on the final day. Ajax suffered a blow in their title aspirations yesterday. They were thumped 3-0 at home to NEC Nijmegen. PSV came from 2-0 down to win 3-2 away to Feyenoord. Noah Lang scored a winner in the 99th minute. PSV are just a point behind Ajax, with two games left to go in the season. Robbie Keane looks set for another league title. His Ferencvaros side were 3-2 winners over Paxi on Saturday, which means they lead the league by 3 points over Puskas FC Academy in second. There are only two games to go in the league. Sheffield United boss Chris Wilder says they'll be taking nothing for granted in their Championship playoff semi-final second leg tonight. They take a 3-0 lead into the second leg against Bristol City at Bramall Lane. Wilder says they can't allow any complacency if they want to be back in the Premier League next season.
You've got to earn the right to go and win games of football, and we're going to have to do that. So never take anything for granted. One action can define a game, putting yourself in a bad position. So we've really got to be consistent with everything that we've done. We're in a fabulous position. We've given ourselves an opportunity to go and finish your job, and we need to go and do that.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Frank Lampard hopes his past experiences can inspire his Coventry team to complete a Championship playoff comeback against Sunderland. Coventry are 2-1 down ahead of tomorrow's second leg at the Stadium of Light. Lampard says he's been in football long enough to know the tie isn't over.
I remember being in, I think, 3-1 up in a Champions League game against Liverpool when they scored 2 to go 3-3 at Stamford Bridge after about half an hour. Game changed completely. At Derby, when we went to Leeds, we went 2-0 down in effect because we went 1-0 down on Elland Road. So many things to talk about. So the game's still there.
And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this pod coming to you free of charge every weekday. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back tomorrow.